owners incentives for flexible funding by enhancing its visibility and accountability. At the same time, we should give a serious look at the real merits of large-scale donor pledging conferences and other similar approaches. Madam Chair, the government of the Republic of Korea has been working hard to assume more responsibility in helping address humanitarian crises. We have expanded our financial contribution to support global refugee response by 15 times over the past 5 years. Last year, we joined the 20 million plus club of donors. We also joined collective efforts for refugee resettlement by welcoming refugees into our community starting 3 years ago. Last but not least, I urge UNHCR to remain steadfast to its fundamental principle of refugee protection by upholding the principle of non-refoulement and place the human rights of refugees and asylum seekers at the heart of its activities. This basic principle needs to be at the core of UNHCR's mandate in all refugee crises. Madam Chair, I'd like to reaffirm that the Republic of Korea will remain committed to working closely with the UNHCR and the humanitarian community with a view to creating a better future for people on the move. I thank you.
I thank Ambassador